Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Just after 3 o'clock on another murky pre-summer day here in the Commonwealth. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons on New England Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI, and WEEI.com. Of course, the Odyssey app as well. Dan Ball alongside your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens and joining the program as he does 4 out of 5 days, which is what dentists often recommend. Ted Johnson in studio. What's up, Big Ted?
It's good to see you guys. I missed you. Had a good weekend, but it's good to be back. There's a lot going on while I was away, so I'm eager to dive in and give my thoughts on it.
I was going to say, a lot happened over Father's Day weekend.
Sure did.
You were probably keeping notes like, all right, I want to talk about this.
That's usually what I do. I just, a thought comes in, I put it in my phone so I don't forget, so I'm ready to go when it's time to work.
Man, I had to probably put in an extra SD card over the weekend because there's a lot to get into as well. We're readying some audio for 3-point stance, which we'll get into in a second, but let me just grab a quick call, Ted, before the show carries on. Bill is in the car, wants to add a thought on Rafael Devers. Bill, go get him. All right, that's the button that makes you talk. There he is. Hi, Bill, what's up?
I think this whole mess was made unnecessary by a decision that was flawed in the offseason. That flaw was that Bregman was a significantly better third baseman than Rafael Devers.
Yes,
sir. I checked the stats for last year. Devers had 12 errors. Bregman had 10, playing the same position, approximately the same number of games. You know, suggest that they shouldn't have made that trade, stuck with Devers at third base. His career projection was that he'd been improved every year and defensively, and they could use the $40 million that they spent on Devers on another first-line starter.
Well, thanks for the call, Bill.
Hard to get on board with that.
Agree to disagree?
It's just, look, I get it. They played the same position, but I would argue over the careers of the two players, Alex Bregman is a much better fielder and third baseman than Rafi is. And also, Alex brings a right-handed power bat, and he also brings leadership, Dan. So I heard a couple people like blaming Alex Bregman being here as the problem with Rafi. That to me seems ridiculous.
I mean, they're connected in that I think it was the management's handling of the Bregman signing had something to do with where we are right now. But I've heard that same argument about there were only two more errors. Since Rafael Devers got in the league, he is statistically speaking the worst infielder in baseball in terms of defensive runs saved. He is a minus in terms of just his ability to field the position compared to an average third baseman or an average infielder compared to everybody else in baseball.
Julio Lugo-esque.
I'd take it a step worse. Whatever Alex Gonzalez was in 2006, Rafael Devers has not been since he came into the league. It's numerically true. And eye test true. I mean, come on. Are we really playing revisionist history of Rafael Devers at third base? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, it's hard to figure out what are the masses. Are they happy about this? Are they not happy about this? Are they're happy, but they're not happy how it was handled? I feel like people are kind of going back and forth and don't really know exactly how they feel about it. I mean, I get it. It's the team's playing good, and you let him go at the wrong time. But you also, I feel like, needed to let him go for validated reasons too. It seems like people are on both sides and don't really know how to square this up. I think the proof will be in the pudding. How does the team respond with him gone? It's been one game. They responded well. We'll see. But my biggest problem, just real quick before we get into the 3-point, is the only thing I would question is just the timing. Could you have maybe had him on the roster a little bit longer? The trade deadline is in about 6 weeks. Could you get 6 weeks out of him a little bit and then trade him so that you can help your win column? I don't know. Maybe it was just untenable at this point, and they said that he was. You know, it wasn't value add. Behind the scenes, what was going on just wasn't worth the bat in the lineup.
Yeah. Were you more perturbed by the timing, the yield, or both?
The yield, I didn't have as much of an issue with, partly because they're paying full freight for his contract. Mm-hmm. It was more about the timing. I wish they could have maybe held on to him a little bit longer, got more out of him. Again, before the trade deadline, and then maybe dumped him. But, again, maybe it was just – it started – there's just a lot of people that cover the team that are starting to say things behind the scenes were getting pretty bad. And so I think it forced their hand. I think he forced their hand. He made it in such a way that they had to act now and couldn't wait.
Under the advisement of HR, it almost sounds like Craig Breslow said it the way that he said it to Greg Hill this morning. Well, things were reaching a point where we felt like we needed to make this deal and we didn't want to let anything else happen. Vis-a-vis, he was a bigger pain in the ass behind the scenes than you guys realized.
Yep.
And we have the development of three potential superstars that are our future at Fenway here, and we're not going to have this guy come in and poison the water.
And I will tell you this, the rationale for him poisoning the water and impacting the young players, I am 100% on board with that. Like, that to me is a very valid reason to part ways with Rafi.
Is that something you ever witnessed in a football locker room without using names? Veterans that may not set the best example for young up and coming players?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And especially, you know, and that's what I worry about with the Steph Diggs. You worry about a guy, and it's a player that's an accomplished player, that the guys respect the player's game, but the leadership isn't where it needs to be. And, yeah, young players look up to the older players, and the older players in each position group set the tone. And so it's a big deal when you're trying to run a team to create a dynamic where everybody is pulling in the same direction. You have to have that if you're going to be successful.
And just from the outside, I know we got to get to the 3-point stance. It did kind of feel like you had a group of leaders, guys like Jaren Duran, Trevor Story, who, I mean, whatever you want to say about the skill or their performance, they're gonna give you everything they have when they're healthy and out on the field. You have that group. You have a bunch of young kids who are just trying to figure it out on the fly. And then you kind of have Rafael Devers over here in column C with nobody really in that same group of highly paid, been around for a while. We just kind of ignore the personality because of the skill. He really did kind of feel like he was on a bit of an island on this year's team. And I think the acquisition of Bregman really furthered that this year.
Yeah, it feels like it, certainly. Yeah. And so it is amazing that they came to this point in a so fast. I mean, because it wasn't like in the 9 years that Rafi was here, were we talking for the first 8 years that he was an issue, a malcontent behind the scenes, or did it just happen this offseason? It felt like all of a sudden this offseason we really fully can understand what Rafi was about. And I guess it was a strong enough impression that they decided they needed to cut bait sooner rather than later.
I bet you we will probably hear about that soon in a little newspaper we like to call the Boston Globe.
God, I hope
just,
so.
That would just be my guess. And by the way, in terms of the previous caller saying Devers was just as good a fielder as Alex Bregman, and by the way, Alex Bregman is having a career offensive year before he hurt his quad, and I expect him to come back and continue to rake at Fenway and on these Sox. Just about a 980 career fielding percentage for Bregman at third base. Ted, for Rafael Devers, about 930. That's a 50-point difference. That's pretty significant, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You
that
have,
is atrocious.
You have Alex Bregman, just last year, won the Gold Glove Award.
Well, Andy Hart will tell you gold glove, smold glove. Like he said, you know, Willie Abreu won it last year.
Oh,
it didn't mean anything.
Okay.
No, it didn't matter.
Well, then if Dan said it that way, then I recant what I just said. Then.
Yes.
It's no big deal.
Yes. But Andy said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Andy. I'm sorry.
I tried to support Willie Abreu with his defensive prowess and was immediately told, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. 617-7. Yeah. And then we went right to break. Anyways.
All right. Hilarious. Hey, you know what, guys? We've got three other things we want to talk about today. We got three hosts in the studio. Let's do some 3-point stands.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's 3-point stance, which is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or been hurt by your favorite baseball team, you got to get Glassman. You can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories, and we can say plural today because at least the Devers trade has aged a bit in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will react and debate each and every one. Our order for today is Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball, and then Ted Johnson. Fitzy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Why not?
All right, Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds on the clock, which begin right now.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
Tick, tick, tick.
That's right. This is part of my three-point stance. No, I like doing a musical beginning, Ted. Yesterday, I kicked off with... Sound of Music, So Long, Farewell, Vito Sane. Today, it's Let It Go. Because you know what, Red Sox fans, it is officially time to let it go. Stop. That's it. That's enough. We don't need to whine about Rafael Devers getting traded. We don't need to whine about the return. We don't need to whine about the way that it was done. We don't need to whine about when it was done. We don't need to whine about how much the Red Sox could or should have gotten. We don't need to right now necessarily worry or whine about how they may or may not spend the $251 million because a headache that was getting in the way of Alex Cora doing his job, a pain in the ass that was getting in the way of the development of some of the younger futures of Fenway that are now starting to do their job, and a nuisance that was making it difficult for this ball club to be likable is gone and someone else's problem. So please, for the love of God, let it go.
But it's so fun to whine.
I know, and we do it better here than anywhere else in the world. And it's taken me a long time to learn how to let things go that have been nagging at me for a while. But trust me, Ted, you should know this as well. You know, playing professional sports, you are only as good as your next play, not the play that you just made or didn't make. It's the old cornerbacks or quarterbacks mentality. You're only in control of your now, not your yesterday, not your 5 minutes ago. And the Red Sox themselves, as we heard from the players in the first hour, and Red Sox fans can only worry about tonight's game and what's to come and not, oh, why? Why did it have to happen now? Don't take it personally. Just move on.
It sounds good in theory. You know, in a perfect world where it's, you know, rainbows and lollipops, that's how people would handle it. But fans are fans. A lot of people were big-time Rafi Devers fans. They bought his jersey. They supported him. And so to just tell them to let it go I think, a little bit naive, because there's going to be people that aren't going to be happy with it. And it's going to, a lot of people look at this trade as something bigger. It says something bigger about the organization and whether or not they want to, you know, support an organization that lets go of its star players. So
it's
I hear you. I hear you. But yeah, so some people are going to look at it and be like, I'm not going to let it go just yet. I got to get this off my chest, and I got to let the organization know how I feel about this.
I appreciate the pattern of behavior thing, and Dan, to get to yours in one quick sec, but I want to ask one follow-up question, Ted.
No rush, by the way. Hosts usually jump over this. That's kind of your gig.
Were people really
There's
that
a pattern.
Big? speaking of patterns, were people really that big a Rafael Devers fan, or were you a fan of Devers because he was the closest thing to a superstar on a team lacking stars over the last couple of years?
I think it's kind of what, to Stiz's point, where it's almost like there's a pattern of letting go of homegrown superstars. And it's it says more about the organization maybe than missing, you know, their a player like Rafi, because I don't think people were fully invested in Rafi because, let's face it, his personality didn't – I don't think it connected with the fans.
Yep.
But people like the way he hit and his superstar nature on the team. And so I think people are more – have angst towards the – not Rafi, but the organization.
Some of his home runs looked like David Ortiz's, but he certainly was no Big Poppy.
Unfortunately, Dan Ball.
Thank you. I rest my case.
Okay. Case is rested, which is a very appropriate phrase for today, given what else is going on around us.
The room, Dan.
On we go to mine. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
You may, Dan.
All right, I will pivot over to my other sports love, which is hockey. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. Florida Panthers have the chance to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, taking on the Edmonton Oilers at home. But a key difference in their run to the Stanley Cup Finals this year versus last year, a guy who I think has a very good chance to win the Conn Smythe, assuming that Florida is able to win one out of the next two games, that is Brad Marchand. And as much as the divorce between Marchand and the Bruins, which is kind of ironic given what we just experienced on Sunday, was painful, and it signified the end of an era for Marchand and the Bruins. I was a fan of the trade when it was made, and I'm a fan of Brad Marchand tonight. I do hope he's able to come through and win. I hope he is able to win the Conn Smythe, and I hope you will as well, because he gave so much to the franchise when he was here. He was a cup champion while he was here. He was a captain while he was here, and he also gave a lot in terms of the money that he left on the table to sign a long-term extension to be a part of a core as they tried to win 2018, 2019, and on. So I hope he's able to win tonight. I hope he cashes in after giving the Bruins some good deals in years past in free agency after this year is done, and as much as I like Connor McDavid, I am rooting for the individual Brad Marchand.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting. Because I let me ask you this. You know what? You made a good case because I'm kind of on the fence. You almost pushed me to that your side of the yard. But do you want Brad Marchand to come back to the Bruins this summer when he becomes a free agent?
No.
At this point, yeah, I'm kind of out on it.
So you want him to win it, but not come bring him back. And I think that's where I'm at.
I think he's on to his next chapter, and I think the Bruins are as well. I think that you can both appreciate what you had when you had it and say, all right, go get your bag, try to chase a championship, be a hired gun. We talked about that term last week, and I'm fine with that for what he was able to bring.
Here's my favorite part. I can see Stiz through the window, the captain of the get out of here with this don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. He hates that stuff.
Rooting for the Florida Panthers. Unbelievable.
Did I say I was?
Unbelievable. Yeah, well, by proxy, indirectly.
No. I'm okay with him winning is how I would
acceptance, right? You're just it's a reality. The guy is playing his ass off right now.
And you know what, Stiz? Does it the way that Brad Marchand? Do you remember when he left here? Do you remember his overall mood and disposition?
Oh, he was crushed.
He was crushed, and that had an impact on me. I was like, okay, this guy really did love
which is actually a funny juxtaposition, Ted, if you think about Devers. And we were talking earlier, how does Devers' teammates feel? How does Devers feel? Thinking back now to Brad Marchand, completely different.
Very different. Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
All right, I know we got a couple minutes left, and then we'll get to our guy Tim Healy. So, Ted, I ask you, welcome back, and are you ready?
I'm ready, Daniel.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, so I'm kind of fascinated by the NBA Finals, and maybe not necessarily what's going on the court, but off the court. A lot of stories about ESPN, just the people that cover the NBA, the TNT group, and the guys at ESPN. But Stephen A. Smith has got a little hair across his butt when it comes to Halliburton, right? Just calling him out, unbelievable. Stephen A. Smith had issues with LeBron, his son, earlier in the season. LeBron came at him, and so Stephen A. made himself the story there. Last night, he calls out Halliburton, who gets hurt, hurts his calf in the first half. Listen to what Stephen A. Smith said about Halliburton at halftime.
Halliburton has looked awful, and I'm glad he's injured. I'm not saying I'm glad he's injured, but I'm glad we got that as the rationale.
You hate because you just don't. Well, you want to be nice all the time.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm not trying to be mean or whatever. Just being factual. He looks bad. He was not active. He was not aggressive. And now that we know that he's not healthy, I totally agree with Big Perk. What? Sit him down. Get him ready for Game 6 because he's a minus 16 on the floor. He ain't helping the team.
He is a hater. He's made himself the story in the NBA Finals. A lot of people. are saying that about Stephen A. and the guys on at ESPN. Pat McAfee is getting involved. Then you got the guys at TNT just kind of crapping all over these teams, not really putting the NBA in a good light. And so I find what's going on off the court in the NBA Finals almost as fascinating as what's going on the court.
Which is that's a shame, because you've talked about time and again how great the X's and O's have been in this series for pure basketball fans. Do you think that's a directive that's coming from above those guys? Hey, we need something to be the talking point for this series, so we need you guys to be it. I would wonder maybe if it's coming
a
couple rungs up the ladder.
I feel like I've read somewhere that David Silver is not happy with kind of just the, you know, particularly the TNT guys really being very just critical of
yeah.
of you know, the players and how it's being played, and so not giving the players on these teams credit. And so I would think that he would want those guys propping the guys up.
I'm sure he does. I'm saying your ESPN boss or your boss's boss is telling Stephen A. Smith, hey, man, I need you to create a soundbite so that we get some buzz.
You know what it is? I don't think so. What I read a fascinating article about the kind of the power brokers now at ESPN. They're not the higher-ups. It's Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee. They are like... They're the top dogs at ESPN.
Oh yeah,
and then the Shannon Sharp stuff that's going on. They're basically turning a blind eye, and they're not getting involved. And so these guys, they create clicks, they bring money to their organization, and so now the power brokers aren't the front office folks. It's the on air personalities.
Interesting. Fitzy, one more word on this before we go to break.
No, I was going to say actually, if we could wrap 3-point stance, because we want to get to Tim Healy as quickly as we can.
Well,
but there's definitely meat left on the bone with a couple of those that we should revisit later on in the show. Thank you, gentlemen. Excellent 3-point stance, Ted. Happy to have you back. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number to weigh in on the text line or a phone call. Coming up next, we have Tim Healy from the Boston Globe as we further explore the dysfunction and drama behind the Rafael Devers deal. But first, trending sports news brought to you courtesy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See? Of Dan Ball.
The key word of the day, alignment.
Their back end, it was off. Their L4, L5 wasn't lined up.
Couldn't find alignment.
I got a good chiropractor for you.
Yeah, this team could, we could definitely use an organizational chiropractor on the Red Sox. That's Ted Johnson. Of course, Dan Ball to my side. Your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens here on WEEI Afternoons. And now pleased to be joined for the first time by the Red Sox beat writer for the Boston Globe. He says he's not yelling, but that's just how he talks on Twitter, at Tim B. Healy. Tim Healy joins the program. Tim, pleasure to have you, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. The Rafael Devers, it's a content gift that has kept on giving all season long, and especially here into the end of spring, start of summer. But I feel like people can't decide if they're happy that the frustration and the headaches are over, or that it was dealt with in such a manner that was so on brand for the Red Sox that it's more annoying than ever. What feeling did you get organizationally as you've been covering the team all season regarding their frustration towards Rafael Devers, his attitude and noncompliance?
I think both of the things that you mentioned can be true, right? Like, obviously, on paper, the Red Sox are worse today than they were on Sunday. They lost their biggest bat, and no matter what combination of dudes they put at DH the rest of the way, they're not going to get the production that Rafael Devers would have given them. But if you're frustrated, or if you're looking for the upside of this, as many in the organization are, it's that the whole thing is over and they ripped off the Band-Aid and they were in a bad marriage and decided to just call it, which isn't an easy thing to do, or so I understand, having never been married. But now it's over. It was a content machine, as you said, and for the Red Sox, that was not a good thing. And it was going to continue to be an issue leading up to the trade deadline, going into the offseason, all offseason, over the Bregman opt-out and next round of negotiations. And what do they do at first base in 2026, right? So Rafael Devers as the DH was a good idea, but in reality, it created a huge headache. And the players at least seem like they're ready to move on.
Tim, with your background covering the Mets and then coming over and covering the Red Sox, did you notice any differences clubhouse-wise in terms of the vibe, the way the players were interacting with each other from what you saw in New York to when you arrived in Boston?
You know, I given that it's only been a couple of weeks, I can't profess to have, you know, my finger on the pulse of the clubhouse necessarily.
Sure.
But what I saw yesterday in the first afternoon, the first team gathering post Devers trade, was a pretty normal clubhouse. Guys were sitting around listening to music, shouting across the room at each other about inside jokes. Jaron Duran had some cereal, which looked great. Like, it was a very normal day, and I can't speak to necessarily what those initial moments and hours on the plane Sunday night were like, because that's got to be a pretty weird moment. By the time they regathered Monday afternoon in Seattle, it was a pretty normal atmosphere, I would say. And then, of course, they won, which, as Lucas Giolito noted after the game, winning fixes everything. And if the Red Sox manage to keep winning after this, then, everybody will be just fine.
That's certainly true. Tim, I'm curious, you know, now that Devers is gone, the DH position has now opened up, and I'm curious what you think the Red Sox will do in filling that role. Is it as you suggested in your article in the Globe, Masataka Yoshida, or maybe one of the young guys, Anthony or Campbell or Mayer, just put them in there so they have regular appointments every day to play baseball. How do you think they'll approach the DH position now?
So I'm looking forward to learning more probably today from Alex Cora about this particular wrinkle, which we didn't really get into yesterday on day one after the trade. But I suspect it'll be a combination of all of the things you mentioned. It is basically now a full-time position of available at-bats, 550, 600 plate appearances over the course of a full season. So they can rotate in the young guys. They can put Christian Campbell there and put a better defensive second baseman in David Hamilton at second, which they did last night. The guy I'm most curious about right now is Yoshida, because he is, you know, 8 or 9 months removed from shoulder surgery, taking batting practice on the field with teammates like a full, normal, healthy player. But the hang up is the throwing, which he apparently continues to struggle with. I want to find out, and suspect we will today, if the Red Sox are comfortable bringing Yoshida back as a hitter while trying to continue to bring him along on the defensive stuff. Because if you can throw him in a DH a lot of days, especially against righties, then that's a pretty good player. That's a pretty good addition right there. And he seems physically capable of that right now, because hitting is fine, throwing apparently a problem.
Yeah, I think it's time for Masataka Yoshida to get over his Fenway flu and come on up and try to contribute to the DH position as well, Tim. Agreed on that front. This is Tim Healy, Red Sox beat reporter for the Boston Globe, joining Ted Johnson, Dan Ball, and Nick Stevens here on WEEI Afternoons. So earlier today, Craig Breslow spoke with our morning show, Tim, and said that basically things got to a point where they felt like, not like the return was, it wasn't about the return. We got convoluted answers on that, but this was something that had to happen now because they felt worse things may happen soon. Had you been privy to anything in travel, on the field, in the clubhouse before that sort of operated as a prime example of the bad attitude of Devers and how that may have wrongly influenced some of the younger players who are the future on the Sox?
Not specifically, but what stuck with me yesterday from Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy's comments were about the culture and the first impression, so to speak, that the rookies were getting of life in the majors. And if Rafael Devers was being moody, a bad employee, a bad teammate, any of those things, then that could sway these impressionable young players. And all it takes is one bad apple, as we know. You don't want to have a 25 plus one sort of roster. The whole atmosphere around Devers recently, before I started the job and since, was it was weird because everybody knew what the situation was. Everybody knew he was unhappy. The leadership was unhappy with him. And you could only operate that way for so long.
Tim, the word of the day yesterday to stick on the Breslow press conference seemed to be alignment, which got a lot of great play on social media after. It's hard to know exactly because there are a million conversations that happen behind closed doors for all of us media's fans and alike. But do you get the sense that there is the kind of alignment between executive level, front office level, and then down to the manager that they preached on that press conference last night?
I wonder about that. I'm not totally confident that there is. I think there's reason to believe, even going back to the off season and the will they won't they on Alex Bregman, about what Craig Breslow and Alex Cora feel, you know, about how the team should operate. And of course, Craig Breslow is the boss. Alex Cora is the field manager. So there's a hierarchy there. But Alex Cora carries a lot of sway in the organization. He's been a manager for a long time. He's won a World Series with the Red Sox. He played here, of course, so he knows what that's like. So it does seem like, of all of the voices in the organization, you know, it's not really a surprise, or wouldn't really be a surprise, if prominent people feel differently about important topics. But, you know, ultimately, Craig Breslow is the boss, so there's only so much that can be done, I guess.
Tim, you mentioned that you know, John Henry has kind of another shot at signing a franchise, you know, player, if you will, and I'm curious, you know, you also mentioned that, you know, the price of doing business with these superstars has gone up considerably. When you look at Vlad Guerrero's contract, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto's contract. Do you think now that there's some freed money that the Red Sox will try and fill that void with another superstar in this offseason?
they certainly have the flexibility to now, and I know that that's a bad word for some people, but it is part of the Red Sox reality now. Even the biggest market, richest teams have room for only so many massive contracts. And with Devers and the largest Red Sox contract ever gone off the books completely, the Red Sox get another shot. And whether that's this offseason or next offseason or whenever, they can take another swing, so to speak, and sign a superstar, face of the franchise, bring in a huge bat. This offseason, the biggest guy is going to be Kyle Tucker. So we'll have to see how the Red Sox feel about their outfield and if they feel set there or if they can take on a huge, you know, one of the best outfielders in all of baseball. That said, if you want a guy like Kyle Tucker, you will make room in the outfield, which I think the Red Sox would be able to do, even with Roman Anthony here now and all the other guys they have in the picture. That said, the free agent class this offseason isn't super sexy, really. Kyle Tucker is at the top of the list. Pete Alonso is going to be a free agent. Alex Bregman, of course, the wild card with, you know, to what degree the Red Sox want to keep him, which I would think would be a very high degree, given how good he's been on and off the field for them. But, you know, there'll be time between now and then to figure that out. And it'll depend in part on what they do with the trade deadline and what sort of big names they bring in then.
Well, they've said that they have the assets and they have the financial flexibility to do something at the trade deadline if they want to. So we'll keep an eye out on the next couple of weeks as well, Tim, and of course into the offseason. Sox 2 games over .500 on a 6-game winning streak. Make sure you give them a follow at Tim B. Healy, Red Sox beat writer for Boston Globe, and more importantly, FOB friend of ball game here on WEEI Afternoons. Thanks very much for joining us, Tim. Pleasure talking to you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
Thanks. Tim Healy from the Boston Globe joining WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk about some of what Tim gave us as well as get back to your phone calls here to wrap up hour number two on WEEI Afternoons in just a moment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't go anywhere.
Ah, the old end of the bad marriage.
If you're going to go with that that analogy, it's kind of like, you know, people that, you know, a couple that wants to, you know, feels like they need to part ways, but not before Christmas with the kids. You know, the only thing I would say is, hey, can we get through Christmas, meaning the trade deadline? You know, like just can we go a little bit longer? You know, Rafi's bat is helping us win games. We
don't do it right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. Prime in the holiday season. Yeah. We were all feeling so jolly on
right,
Sunday.
Right. It's what it kind of feels like. It's like, can you wait it a little bit longer? I understand you got to part ways, but I just maybe the only thing I would question is a little bit is the timing, but it sounds like it was just – you know what? It almost maybe sounds like there was a little bit of sabotage going behind the scenes. I mean, I heard you guys talking about him taking grounders at shortstop. What is Rafi doing taking grounders at shortstop when he won't play first and third?
Trolling his organization.
Yeah.
And that's not
rubbing it in the face of the people that are writing his checks.
If that's the way he's behaving behind the scenes, I don't blame them for doing it now. You know what I mean? If that's one example of many other things that are going on that we don't know. I mean, him having an issue with Christian Campbell saying he would play first, that to me is...
I'll play.
That is one of the details of the whole thing, and we're going to find out more and more, is my guess. That is some bull crap right there. Like, that's... I wonder, like, Christian Campbell came in and he was hitting the hell out of the ball when he first started, but then what happened? You know, his second month in the bigs, he got on a cold spell. Maybe that's because he didn't feel like he was being supported by the best player on the team. Because I said I would be a team player. Like that dynamic that they're talking about is critical. And you don't want them to influence the young players like that.
No, I mean, your choice there is the young kid, because he started moving positions and then the bat started to cool down. Your options are, all right, I'm gonna keep working and work through this and still say, hey, I'm here to do whatever the team needs to win. Or maybe there's that other devil on his shoulder saying, just go and say you won't do it. Just say I'm a second baseman. I play second base. Look at how well it worked for me.
Yeah. Right.
And I got these viral sound bites that are on the radio every single day.
What is Rafael Devers like? Is he preaching that they're all supposed to unionize? Like, no, they asked me to do it. Don't you do it. No, solidarity, my brother. Come on. No, get behind me.
I think there's a little bit of that attitude with him.
No. Get out of here with that.
You know, maybe he thought, you know, young player, he could be more impressionable and they'll do what he said. But I just can't imagine the older players were cool with that. You know, and the older players, Bregman, he just got here, so he probably can't go tell Rafi to go pound sand. Trevor Story, you know, his bat has been hot, cold.
He's got to be up there long enough to say it.
Yeah,
probably,
he doesn't feel comfortable because he's been hurt for most of his career here. So there really was nobody to go talk to Rafi and be like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, Poppy tried.
Poppy tried.
Yeah. And look what happened. Yeah. David Ortiz, a Hall of Famer, the gold standard for, you know, taking one for the team. He said there were plenty of times that he was upset with the Red Sox, but he internalized it for the betterment of the team, had a great career, got paid a lot of money, not even close to the money that Rafael Devers got paid. Sure, maybe he took it out occasionally on Tito in a press conference or a dugout phone, but he led by example. And that's what Rafael Devers should have done, and that's why Poppy kind of sold him out the other day and said the ego got in the way.
And I will say, as someone who was staunchly Team Devers, and I still kind of sit on that side of the fence, hearing Poppy's comments and what Poppy had to say about it. I mean, Poppy said that he would text him and he would try to call him, wouldn't answer him back, wouldn't text him back.
How dare
that
you?
That did speak volumes.
And apparently he also told Ken Rosenthal that the Red Sox should have known. The Red Sox should have known in years prior that he was going to act like this.
He's right, though, right?
I mean, I don't know if he's right or not, but why am I just hearing this now? Why am I hearing?
Because he's a brat.
Yeah, but why
he's
am I hearing?
A big baby.
My point is, why am I hearing from David Ortiz now that Rafael Devers plays for the San Francisco Giants that the Red Sox should have known?
That is fair. And also, there's some interesting Ken Rosenthal. I've been doing my job just keeping abreast of social media.
You've been watching the Karen Reed trial updates.
Kind of breaking news, no verdict today. There will be no verdict today. They'll be back tomorrow. But there was some interesting sound from Ken Rosenthal that I want to share with you guys next hour. So,
guarantee you, it's hung jury. No verdict. They can't make one.
It's the title of that. Yeah, yeah. No, no chance. All right.
They can't go back to trial again, can they? Right?
Oh, they will. If it's hung, they will 100% go after
it. Just means
her
a season three of the Karen Reed documentary on HBO.
Real quick. When I was down in South Carolina this past weekend, it's on the news down there. It's amazing. This Karen Reed story is a national story.
Where some people are like, Ted, how do you feel
about it? Well, I didn't talk to him, but that's how they would talk to me if they did. But it was fascinating to see this story reaching all the way down to Charleston, South Carolina.
What's more dysfunctional, the Red Sox clubhouse or the jury in the Karen Reed trial? 617-779-7937. When we come back, we'll get more of Ted's thoughts on the weekend that was for your Red Sox. Gee whiz, for a team that seems to not have everyone in alignment, they're playing awfully good baseball right now. Can they keep the hot streak going? And, of course, don't forget, 5:15 today, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, exclusively here on WEEI Afternoons.
Our phone lines are open.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.